And here in Arizona, we're expecting some high-profile visitors later this week. Former President Donald Trump will be in the state, and so will his Vice President, Mike Pence. Both in Arizona on the same day, campaigning for different candidates in the state's upcoming primary election. In the Republican race for governor, Trump has endorsed former TV anchor from Phoenix, Carrie Lake, while Pence has thrown his weight behind businesswoman Karen Taylor Robeson. Voting is already underway for the August 2nd primary. So let's bring in Arizona Public Media political reporter Andrew Oxford. He's in the studio with me here in Tucson. Andrew, welcome.
Hey, good to see you.
So talk about drama. This Republican primary for governor is tight. And then you've got the former president and the former vice president having, you know, dueling visits in the state. How are people interpreting that?
Well, you know, their involvement in this race is setting up another test, I think, of Trump's influence in the Republican Party. And the primary results here could tell us something about how GOP voters in a state that has long played a role in shaping the party view both Trump and Pence as they weigh campaigns in 2024. Like you mentioned, Trump has endorsed former Phoenix TV anchor Carrie Lake. She's a familiar face to many in Phoenix.
Absolutely.
From her years in television.
Yeah.
But she's a newcomer to politics, and she's really run as the MAGA candidate in this race, touted Trump's endorsement. She has, in turn, promoted his false claims of election fraud in Arizona. She has said that Joe Biden, you know, lost the presidential election, shouldn't be in the White House. It's worth keeping in mind that, you know, the governor is one of three people, along with the Secretary of State and the Attorney General, who certify, sign off on the presidential election results in Arizona. Lake has said she would not have certified the presidential election results in 2020. And if she's elected, yeah, she would procedurally have an important role to play in the 2024 election.
That's why I want to play this piece of tape. At a recent debate on Arizona PBS, Carrie Lake had this question for the other candidates.
I'd actually like to ask everybody on this stage if they would agree we had a corrupt, stolen election. Raise your hand. Did we have a question? I would like to. I'm not going to play your stunt.
Well,
so that was Karen Taylor Robeson at the end calling the question a stunt. She did not raise her hand. It sounds like you're saying the 2020 election is sort of front and center at the heart of this entire election, this race.
Yeah, with Taylor Robeson, you know, I can't think of a gigantic difference between the candidates on some key issues, but this is really the big one, I think, here is the 2020 election, how they view it, how they relate to former President Trump. Taylor Robeson hasn't embraced the sort of election fraud claims that Lake has. She's in many ways a sort of quintessential establishment candidate. She's a real estate developer. She was on the State University System's Board of Regents. She's the daughter of a very prominent family in Arizona politics. And Taylor Robeson has argued that Lake is just not a real Republican. She calls her, you know, fake Lake, noting that she donated to Barack Obama years ago. Maybe those attacks are sticking. While Trump's preferred candidate, Carrie Lake, has enjoyed a lead in the polls for months, we see Taylor Robeson is catching up as we get closer to that August 2nd primary election.
And we'll see what Pence's endorsement does for her. Now, the leading Democrat in the race for governor is Katie Hobbs. This is the Secretary of State who, I think, launched her national profile, really, trying to defend the 2020 vote in Arizona. How do people see her chances in a state that has been trending blue?
We'll talk about how the 2020 presidential election still looms over Arizona politics. You know, Katie Hobbs, again, the leading candidate in the Democratic primary, really gained national attention and also, I think, helped, you know, build up her support among Arizona Democrats, pushing back on Donald Trump's claims of election fraud back in 2020. I think that she has been kind of on this road for a while. I think she's been preparing this race for some time. And frankly, I think Democrats would like to set up a contrast between her and Carrie Lake and provide one more contest to give voters a choice between, you know, or make a choice really about Donald Trump here, not about Joe Biden, not about Katie Hobbs necessarily, but about Donald Trump.
We have about a minute here. We could talk about the Secretary of State's race. We could talk about the race for Senate. But I want you to tell me one thing about Arizona politics right now that has nothing to do with the quote unquote stolen election, which of course we know it was not. What else are people talking about politically?
I think the Senate race, like you mentioned, is one that's really worth watching at a national level. Democrat Mark Kelly is defending his seat, and this is a big target for Republicans as they try to win control of the Senate. Trump has endorsed Blake Masters, a venture capitalist, also backed by PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel. You know, Masters is running really as a very right-wing candidate. Meanwhile, Mark Kelly has given Republican strategists, I think, a bit of a challenge about how to approach this race. He's known sort of locally, not as a senator, but as the husband of Gabby Giffords, yeah. as an astronaut. This will really be a key race at the national level.
Yeah. Arizona Public Media reporter Andrew Oxford, thank you so much.
Thank you.